All right.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the Tonopah Town Board Public Workshop for May 28, 2026 to order. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, item number one, public comment, 3-minute time limit per person for matters both on and off the agenda. No action will be taken by the board. Do I have anybody for public comment? Okay, seeing none, let's go to item two. Discussion, Tonopah Town and Tonopah Public Utilities Salary Study, Tonopah Nevada website, and the community support. Who wants to start this?
No.
Not yet.
And it's on.
Oh, there it is. Hit it.
I just wanted to say on the website that we're not going to make any changes this year. Too late to do anything anyway. That's the only thing I wanted to say about that.
No, it's working. Like you.
I don't care anymore.
You talk like this. Got it.
Becky, could you say that again, please?
We're just not going to make any changes on the website this year. Too late.
So
to,
we're going to cross that off the agenda?
I wanted it on there just to say that.
Okay.
So
can I ask you a question about the salary?
Well, I'd like to go ahead and go on the community support, and then we'll finish with the salary, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
On the community support, I spoke with Gardnerville Main Street, and they said that he said there's two ways to do this, and he said they have a voting member on the Main Street board. So
a
they're
voting
getting,
member.
So they're getting monthly reports and updates. And he said the other way to handle it is just we could create a grant, and each entity can apply for grant money each year. So that's something to consider. That's, and the NRS that covers that is 244-1505.
And we have three entities, right? The Tonopah,
well,
the Central Nevada Historical Society, the Senior Center, and Tonopah Main Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we get everything from everybody except for Main Street, so.
What do you mean we get everything from everybody?
On as far as financial reports.
We've never seen them. I don't think I've ever seen them. From the Senior Center and from the museum?
When they request money, yeah. It shows that all the resources have been, it's,
okay.
We could, I would recommend the grant that, I think that would be the easiest, that way during budget season you guys can allocate however much money and.
Oh, so each, we set one pot.
Right, and then they can apply
then,
for it through
okay.
a grant.
Okay.
But that's just something, I just wanted to bring that up to let you know that something to consider. Now on the salary schedule, if you want to do that, Joe, you want to start that?
What are you talking to us?
Do we want to stay on Main Street for a few minutes and decide what we're going
to
do?
I don't care. It's up to the chair. Pleasure of the chair.
We can do that. Let's get them out of the way one at a time.
Yeah.
So my initial was not to donate $30,000 to Main Street based on we started Main Street 6 years ago. The initial program was supposed to be the town supports Main Street for $25,000 a year for 3 years, which we did. Based on the report that Kat gave us about 2 months ago, Main Street is doing very well. I mean, they've got grant money, they're doing you know, all this stuff. The only thing with this NRS, it says that we're supposed to audit or we're supposed to watch if we're going to donate money to a unit or a group, we need to track the money. That's all.
Becky, has that ever shown up as an exception in our audit?
You want to get
that we're not following the NRS.
Dan and I have talked about it, but no, it has not shown up as an exception.
Right.
I mean, if you have a pot of money and Main Street wanted to apply for everything that's in there, they could. I mean, it would just be based on who applied for the grant and whether they meet the criteria for it. Just like they do with the
yearly grant?
Yeah, it would be an annual. Just like Travel Nevada.
I can see it from both sides. I've been a member of that board, well, Tonopah Development Corporation, since it started as a committee of Rotary more than 25 years ago, and through, you know, as recently as 2 weeks ago. But Main Street does a lot with that money. I can tell you that.
All we want is an accounting. That's all.
Pardon me?
All we want is an accounting.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's what the manager in Gardnerville said. He said if we had a voting member from the town on the board, that would...
And, well, we have Mark, who is a representative, but he doesn't vote. Yeah.
Right.
Now, were you a voting member when you were on the board?
Pardon me?
Were you a voting member?
Oh, yeah.
When you were on
the Main Street?
Yeah,
because I was on the Main Street board. I was on the Main Street board before I ran for the Tonopah Town Board.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have... right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a voting member on the board all this time, on the Main Street board, correct?
Well, yes and no. I was very clear that I kept my position as a town board member separate from my responsibilities as a member of the Tonopah Main Street board. So I guess you can say there was a voting member, but technically no, because I was really clear to delineate what those responsibilities were and keep them separate.
Jeff, what do you got?
Jeff Galley. That one works. G-A-L-L-I. So the accounting part, anything that's spent from the town's $30,000, $25,000, was now $30,000. I believe that's billed directly back to the town, and then the town pays that part by part. They don't give them $30,000 and then they spend it.
Right.
That's
and we
correct.
Do have, we do get that. That's correct.
Okay.
The gentleman in Gardnerville said that the National Main Street program requires that Main Street match one third of the town's contribution and then the rest can come from grants and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, how you guys do that, I don't, that's up to
yeah.
So what you're talking about, but I know that the counting part has been accounted for. It's not.
But
the money was
just for our money, but
yeah.
According to Gardnerville, they should be, Main Street should be matching that aside from that, and that's all that we're not getting. We used to get it when Chris Mulkerns was here, but we don't now.
So when Kat gave us the breakdown, and I wish she was here.
Yeah, she's at a conference.
Oh, okay. Okay, because... she broke down what you guys are paying for rent, how much she, as the administrator or as the person that runs Main Street, gets. And she said the overall budget was like $141,000 last year.
Yeah, so if you're looking at me for answers, I can't give them to you.
Okay,
I'm not part of that anymore.
Big chunks of that, though, were grants from Travel Nevada and from GOED for project-specific items. Including the incubator, which they successfully opened this weekend, and some other projects.
The park,
yes, Heritage Park, and then there's another chunk of money that we got for the History Walk, the mural alley that's going to be on the side of the Hometown Pizza building. So technically, Don, you're absolutely right. That their budget, their income was probably that much. But it was grant-related for project-specific items. But in terms of operating revenue, the revenue needed to pay the executive director, and she doesn't make that much money. I think it's $1,500 a month she gets.
She makes $30,600 a year.
She does?
That's what was in her report.
Oh, okay. All right. I have to believe her. Okay.
whatever that comes out to a month.
That's where we have to rely on sponsorships, which I think came in at around 14 or 15,000 this year in sponsorships, and then the wine walks, and then our other project where we try to make money is selling the building models, the historic building models. Yeah, so that's where operating revenue comes from.
I do have one thing to say. I've said this all along. I really like what they're doing. I love the projects they're putting on. If we're going to continue to support them, I would love to see kind of like her breakdown that she did, maybe quarterly, so we can see what projects they're doing. And I think selling those things are...
The models?
Yeah, are
People
awesome.
People love those.
But
yeah, it's a easy
But like I'm a number
lesson.
Geek, and I would love to see, you know, well, we paid $700 for these, and we sold so many and made $1,500. I like looking at stuff like that. I'd like to see just a little breakdown on...
Yeah.
What's happening and how, you know, the projects they got coming, how much it's going to cost. And I know we can't get too deep into the woods on it, but we never get anything.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
And from what I was told from the gentleman I spoke to in Gardnerville, he said that the town contributes 1/3 of Main Street's funding. Main Street is responsible for 1/3 of their funding. And then 1/3 of the funding is from donations and grants. And that he said they have to show that they're meeting their 1/3 of the funding.
Yeah.
So that's why they get monthly financial statements.
Right. You know, Mr. Chair, if we adopted Becky's recommendation where we just budgeted X number of dollars a year for nonprofit organizations,
mm-hmm.
then what we could do is, and it doesn't matter whether it's the senior center or the Central Nevada Historical Society, full disclosure, Stretch and I are both on that board.
Or even a new organization that might come.
Or even a new organization, or Tonopah Main Street, that we just have a set of guidelines so that everybody understands who mm-hmm. is responsible for what. So whether it's the Tonopah Seniors, or it's the Central Nevada Historical Society, everybody is operating under the same rules. And they know that they have to send certain things to the town either monthly or quarterly or, you know, whatever the board decides to do, whether it's minutes from meetings, financials, like Joe said. I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
No, and I agree. I know the money that we give to the senior center and the money we give to the museum,
mm-hmm.
the Central Nevada Museum, strictly forbids them to use it for salaries.
Yeah.
So that would be the same thing with Main Street. I mean...
So have we not been following this?
We
or
have not.
We have with everybody except Main Street. Well, we did when Chris was here. We got everything that was required, but since Chris Mulkern's left, we have not.
There's no restrictions on the money. They just have to put in a request for...
Yeah, we do.
Isn't that,
we
already,
do get received.
Isn't that what they already do?
That's
is,
what we do right now.
That's how they already do it,
yes.
Right?
That,
like,
that's how they request the
We money. Don't give them $30,000.
No, that's how they check. Request the reimbursement.
Right.
But
The organization
so
submits invoices.
Am I understanding this right, that we're just going to have one pool of cash that three entities are going to try to pull from?
Well,
three
it could
or
be more.
More
than three.
Isn't
even.
That going to create... competition among these guys, and are
there going to be a restriction on how much one person can put in for?
Right.
And,
I mean,
yeah.
that would all.
So at the very beginning of the fiscal year, we're going to have all these people yeah. fighting over this money, and then towards the end of the fiscal year, it could be dry.
And then so you're going to have people.
You're only
saying,
going to have so much money anyway. I mean, we allocate now specific amounts.
Whereas, like right now, everybody kind of knows what to budget for.
What's another entity that we would see that would maybe fit under this? Like, I know we took over the rodeo now, but say before where TJ was running
Grange.
The rodeo, would that have fell into the, would
I don't
we
know.
Talking about
no,
that?
Because
if
not
TJ
a nonprofit.
Come out for money, would it come out of that?
Yeah, they're not a nonprofit.
They're not a nonprofit, and they, we
so it
decided.
Has to be any actual accredited nonprofit organization.
I think so.
Every year, it talks about who's
that?
Kat, you're breaking up. Oh. Whoever's online, you're breaking up. Okay.
But either way, those guidelines would be something we would set, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
And I need to make a distinction on something. I know what you say about salary. Kat is not an employee.
She's a contractor.
She's a contractor. So the board has a contract with her. She's not
it does state
an employee.
In the, when you dig further in the interest, salary can be covered as long as it's not related to anything to do with booze box. It specifically states booze box. They're not. We can't fund anything related with that.
Okay, so.
And I don't think you do.
No, we don't.
So the way we've been doing it, it's been working.
And I agree with Steve.
We're just not getting the full financial statements.
Yeah,
that's an easy fix.
If they're giving you statements that they're using the money for, isn't
for our money, yes, but we're not getting anything that shows that they're meeting their third of the commitment that's required.
I'm sure that's an easy fix.
I'm sure. Well, I guess, but.
And I agree. I think it's working fantastic the way it's going right now. It would just be nice to see what your projects are coming up, the projects you're working on, where are you at with it,
and
how are you standing financially. Then we would know, well, maybe next year we have to up the money or whatever, but I mean, we would have an idea where they're sitting financially.
And the easiest way, since Mark's already representing the town, would be to make him a voting member on the Main Street Board.
I just don't want to see animosity between these groups.
Yeah, I'm committing
you to fighting, essentially fighting for these funds.
Right, because one thing we did talk about in our earlier budget meetings is the possibility of Nye County pulling the funding for the Central Nevada Museum. So we went and got.
Well, I've been following it. Go ahead,
go ahead.
No, go.
Go ahead.
On the Central Nevada Museum, we've committed as much money to them as the county has budgeted.
Yes.
$65,000 is what.
We only committed $30,000 this year.
No, we did $65,000. It was increased.
But they don't ever spend it all.
No, what? they never request
and
anything.
And Stretch and I are on the board, and we are adamant that we are not going to dip into the town's funds until the tax rate has been spent. So that the money, the $65,000 that the county budgets, represents 40% of the total revenue collected from the 1/2 cent
mm-hmm.
special museum tax.
Did they cut that this year?
No.
Oh, good.
The only way that they can cut it is to cut the tax rate.
Right.
And
the senior center is the same way. They once all of their resources have been exhausted,
yes.
then they will yeah. request some reimbursement.
Okay.
If needed.
Well,
the last few years they haven't.
The
I can't hear you, Cindy.
The, huh?
Yes, I know. That's why I said the 40%.
But it's still the same amount, but they're taking more for Corona.
Yes,
yes.
I know. It's a 60-40 split.
And it used to be 50-50.
Yeah. Right. So that money represents 40% of the total revenue
right.
collected.
Mm-hmm. But I thought we allocated $30,000 this year.
No, they came back and requested that we increase it.
Who requested that?
Yeah. I didn't.
It was, I have to go back and look at my notes.
We don't even spend the
$30,000. Valerie came in and then we discussed
well,
it.
Well, I'll tell you why Valerie came in, though. Valerie came in and I'm sure she requested an increase because that's when Commissioner Koenig
yeah.
was talking
mm-hmm.
about eliminating the museum tax so that the
right.
county could grab that money that was not going to save them. But
okay.
that didn't end up happening.
I'm sorry. It's only when the board is ready, but I believe we have some people on the phone that want to make comments, but I understand that you're discussing. I just wanted to throw that
okay.
out there.
Thank you, Jim.
Before that, Becky, can you explain again why we would need a voting member on Main Street?
So you could come back and provide us with the information that, according to the NRS, we're supposed to be getting.
Can't they just provide us that information?
We could just require that if they want, if in any organization wants funding, whether it's the Historical Society or the seniors or Main Street,
to provide a breakdown of where that money is going.
You, a copy of your meeting minutes.
Not just the breakdown of where our money is going, but their full
And I think that that's just how Gardnerville does it. So we don't have to do what Gardnerville does. I think it works what we're doing right now.
Yes, Gardnerville does the voting. The NRS has a grant to do a grant.
Another reason why I don't think that's a bad idea for the town to require the minutes from the meetings of all of those entities is because it helps us to anticipate problems that organization might be running into.
Yes.
Where we may be able to help them, because all three of those organizations benefit the community and the people in
right,
the community.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's not, it's not punitive. It's about, let us know what's going on, and maybe there are other ways we can continue to work together.
And I have minutes in financials up until, like I said, Chris left. And
okay, so we just got to come up with an agreement with Main Street and with our other, we got to make it universal
just,
across the
right,
board.
Right, right. And when they request reimbursement, it's the same thing. I mean, there's a form they have to fill out and they attach their.
Okay, Jen, you got somebody online that needs to talk?
Hi, is it me?
Is it me?
It's you now.
Hi,
go ahead
this
and state
is
your
Jen. I'm the Executive Director of Main Street Gardnerville. I just wanted to call in and clarify a couple of things as far as how our board structure is and what the voting roles are. There is a great partnership that we have with our local town, and we appreciate their feedback as we work together. It's not necessarily required that the board liaison has a voting role. And each year our bylaws are reviewed to see if that liaison wishes to continue with their vote. So it's not a guarantee, and it's not even best practice. What I would say is that the biggest supportive thing, and after listening to your conversation, is to have a representative from the town to attend the Main Street and be involved in them so that you guys can understand the function of the organization and what they're able to do for the community. And in that, I answer the question of if there's any hurdles that come up and then helping through that. It is regulated that we submit our financials every year, and all of those are available on the IRS. You can find our 990 year after year, so you can see how we are financially at the end of each fiscal year.
I understand that, but a 990 doesn't break down where the money's being used or allocated out to.
Or where it received from.
True. But again, if you are in those meetings and you're part of the organization, then you can see how those are. So when we have our board meeting, we have a town liaison present that is there to help guide. And it's up to that town liaison and to the board that is currently sitting whether that liaison has a voting role. So it's deemed each year.
Okay.
And I hope that's a little helpful. I mean, it's really tough to navigate this. But I will say, as a Main Street program, going as long as we have, this is an extremely difficult program to keep afloat because of the amount of volunteers that's required and energy that's put into it. But I can say with 100% certainty that the impact that has at your community is beyond measure and it's invaluable, and it really is something that should be supported.
I don't think
anybody. And I love Tona Class.
I don't think anybody was saying that they didn't want to support it. It was just getting, be more transparent.
I totally agree. I don't know. I don't know what it works like on that end, but as far as everything, you know, having that reciprocity between the two organizations where you guys can speak clearly about what your goals are going forward, I think it's helpful in the decision-making process.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
And if the invoices are being submitted directly to Jen or Becky, we know what they're spending it on. It's a matter of getting that information back to the board.
Well, it's a matter of getting the full financial.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Do we have anybody else, Jen, online that wants to? Okay, so if I get nobody online that wants to talk, so let's agree that we'll continue to fund Main Street with the $30,000 that we talked about.
Yeah.
Even though I know we gave him $55,000 this year.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You didn't give him $25,000 for the park in addition
to
the $30,000? No, in addition to the $30,000. That was a Main Street program, though.
Yeah, but that's our park.
Did we not give $25,000 more? Yes or no?
No, not.
You're
looking at that wrong.
No. I'm asking a question.
Put funds towards.
I don't care about the funds. How much did we give Main Street this last year?
We allocated $25,000 for our park. We didn't give it to Main Street. We paid for it.
And the invoices all went to the town. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if we spent all $25,000.
No, I don't believe we did.
Yeah. It wasn't all spent.
And
I know it wasn't.
Paid for most of it.
This is why we have to have a say in what that money's being spent for. Because if it doesn't benefit the town, why are we giving that money to an organization?
But how does that relate to the, I'm confused, how does that relate to the park, park?
I mean, this is why we need to be involved in what projects our nonprofits are doing that are using taxpayers' dollars.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
You know, just like the museum, you know, we look and watch them. We watch the senior center. They do provide for, you know, for the town people, which is part of their tax dollars. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm still confused. Jeff Galley, GALLI. The extra $25,000 for the park didn't go to Main Street. It went to the town of Tonopah Park.
Right.
Okay. So, and you had Joni on the board the entire time, from the time of conception to completion. And Mark, I don't know if he was there then, but he may have came in at near the end of it.
He just came
and
in.
And Stretch was also there, at least during the construction phases of it. So
okay.
I would assume you had plenty of town oversight.
Yeah,
so,
those invoices, that $25,000 we paid directly. So,
the park was a town project.
It was a
collaboration.
Joint effort.
Yeah, it was a collaboration between. Yeah, and the Main Street, and I know this because I was on the board. We didn't ask the town for money. The town board said, if you need more money to complete this, and the town said.
Because I forget how much the grant was, $42,000 or
it
something?
It was 40-some thousand.
And that was through Main Street.
Yeah, and Main Street got that.
The town.
Yeah, it was
directly.
More than 40, I think it was 43,000 we got.
Yeah, roughly somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And the town said, I remember because I was sitting right in here, and the comment was made, I think you made it, Mr. Chairman, that if you need more money, please come to the town. We're going to set money aside for this project. So we didn't ask for anything.
And that's an example of money that was specifically, we knew where that money was going.
Yeah,
right.
In fact, I think, didn't it go for
if we had a problem with that $25,000 at that time, anybody could have spoke up then.
Oh, yeah, the
the grant for Main Street, or for the Heritage Park, was $42,924.16.
Oh, it went for the murals, for the mural. Because it came out of the Murals and Monument Fund.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was already there.
No, it actually came out of capital. But.
Pardon me?
The murals came out of capital because that's where the money was budgeted. But in the end, that they saved the town money by providing that grant or getting that grant.
Okay, so we all agree we're going to come up with a policy that we're going to use
for everybody.
For everybody. And we'll have to do that pretty quick before we start.
Well,
we've
already got a process for them requesting reimbursement. We just need to put guidelines together of what we would like to have.
Okay.
And I can do that.
And I want that to extend to...
It does, for anybody that we donate money to.
Anybody that comes to the town for money, because what I'd like to see now, too, is we gave $10,000 to Lander to do a rodeo. I would like to see receipts to prove that that $10,000 was used for the rodeo. If it wasn't, then I want reimbursement of what wasn't used.
Right.
So that was my question earlier, but we...
Wasn't that already an agreement?
He's not a non-profit.
No,
right, and
so
he's done that.
He's not. He's a for-profit.
Right. So then that needs to be clear in those guidelines that we create.
And it's a town event now.
Right. Anyone who's included in this...
We want them to account for what they're using
correct.
The money for.
Yep.
If you come and ask me for $10,000 to do a dance, and you spend $2,000 and put $8,000 in your pocket, I want the $8,000 back.
Right.
Okay, so then, to Steve's point, does that open this up to anybody to just come for money? Our 5/8 room tax is currently very strict rules, correct?
Correct.
So now I can just come to you for money for any wild idea I have.
We opened it up.
Which may not be a terrible idea. I'm not saying it's a terrible idea.
No.
If we decide it's good for the town and good for the community, maybe that's great. But
mm-hmm.
like,
is that what we're doing? Are we opening this money up to anybody? Any and everybody?
With the rodeo, the town decided to make that a town event.
Right.
But you can make anything a town event.
Yeah, we can. And then we have total control of it.
There may be a time and place where we need to put this in place, but I don't feel like it's being abused right now.
Does
anybody else feel like it's being abused?
I don't.
Well, I think we leave it as is. And if we think that we need to change stuff, we got a year to work on that
and then
come up with a committee and come up with some ideas.
I'm going to be the bad guy with Main Street then. Jeff, I need to ask you some questions.
Just for the record, Jeff is not on the Main Street board.
Oh.
He's married.
He's our landlord.
He's the landlord.
Well, that was one of my questions. So the town had given Main Street space to do their meetings. But now that Main Street is using a building that the Main Street director and yourself own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is there a conflict of interest there? Now, Main Street also, the director gets $37,000, which is more than the $24,000 originally allocated. Is there a conflict of interest? This grant that you guys just got for this starting of a new business, where's the business at? In your building, is that grant paying you rent for that part of the business?
We've checked on all of that, and there is no conflict of interest. We've gone directly to the granting agencies. We've made full disclosure of the fact that the building is owned by Jeff Galley, and his wife is under contract to the Tonopah Main Street Board to perform the essential functions of executive director, and that her office is located in that building. And we have asked if it's a conflict, and we were told no. As long as every contract that we have to use that building has Jeff's name on it, because he is the landlord and the owner.
Okay.
So we have checked on all of this. We don't want to jeopardize.
So then your answer to my question is, yes, the grant is paying Jeff for the use of that building. Are you collecting rent from the grant?
I am collecting rent from Main Street.
Something from Main Street.
But not from the grant.
I don't know where the money for the grant goes. I'm not part of that board.
See,
I have no idea.
That's not an answer.
Hold on.
I am being asked by people outside of this board that they think, is this correct?
Don, you should ask somebody who knows that. Don't ask me because I'm not part of the board.
Okay.
I know I get money from Main Street. I don't know where Main Street how they allocate their money.
Okay, so I'll ask Kat then.
I think I can answer this. We got funding for the business incubator.
Right.
We looked for other retail space on Main Street that we could use. There wasn't any other...
That's why I'm bringing this up, because I've had somebody that has another building that said, we were never approached and asked if we wanted to be part of this.
What building is it? Is it confidential?
I don't want to get involved.
That's okay. That's all right. But we did check on that. I believe we are getting... I can't say we. I resigned from the board, but I believe the board is getting money from this grant to pay for incubator space in the 1902 building. We checked and double-checked about a conflict of interest on that. We went directly to GOED. We worked with them on this, and we were given the go-ahead that it was not a conflict of interest.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the rest of the building we're using... for nothing. We don't pay anything for it.
So you can let whoever it is that's asking, just because this I do know, is I don't make any money on this at all. That I get enough rent to pay the bills, the utilities,
yeah,
and the insurance.
We don't pay utilities or anything.
No, I hear you. Like I said, when somebody comes and approaches us, we have to go follow up.
They need to go directly to Kat and ask her. I'm sure she would.
Well, they come to the town board because the town board is funding Main Street.
Okay.
And it's their taxpayers' money that's being funded. Yes, Jen.
Jennifer Mills, MILLS. I was just curious on the building, if it's within the Main Street corridor.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is the building
the
in tidy enough condition that it would have been
that I'm not
worth
sure.
Putting,
yeah,
that's all
sure.
I was curious,
yeah,
about. Yeah.
So, but...
We really did look.
Just a comment on my side. It's the perfect location.
I do,
and
too.
That incubator thing is really a great program. I want to see that be successful. So, I don't know. I looked around, too. I didn't see many places to put something like that.
Yeah. They had a soft opening during Jim Butler days, and it was... overwhelmingly successful. I was very happy.
What did they turn it into?
It's a sweet poppy type business called the Crow Collective, and they sell regular gift shop items.
Mm-hmm.
Tonopah ball caps and Tonopah branded type things.
Okay.
Yeah. So. The organization is paying for the front part, the business incubator. The rest of the building, they're paying nothing for.
Okay.
No.
So we beat that to death?
Pardon me?
For the back part of the building, yeah. Not through that grant, but...
No, not through the grant.
Right.
I didn't think we were paying anything for the rest,
yeah,
of the building.
Yeah, we're reimbursing $500 a month for rent.
I thought that was for the front part, seriously. Okay.
It was before the incubator program. That's why, as I said,
yeah.
I was reading what Kat gave us.
Yeah, we have checked, though. We have checked.
Okay. So we killed that horse, right? We're ready to move on?
Do you want to beat it some more?
Just to be clear, are we just going to keep it the same way we have been doing it and put together a committee to come up with?
We don't need a committee. We've got Becky. She does the work of 10 people. She'll draft some... agreements and then bring them to the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
with specific guidelines.
I just don't think we should come up with the guidelines tonight.
No.
In 15 minutes.
We should
have some time to think about something
and
like
I
that.
And I think it's pretty well laid out in the interest what is required. So.
Yeah, but it should be a requirement for every organization.
And
right,
will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then my question would be what organizations are we opening it up to? Is it everybody?
It's only nonprofits.
Yeah. It's
well,
only nonprofit.
We gave $10,000 to
No,
Mender.
That was for our event.
No, it was our event. We, the town.
Hold on a second. It was not. Lander come in front of the town board asking for $10,000 to run his rodeo. We refused him. Then he come back a second time. You want me to go back and look at the minutes?
Don't yell at me, Don.
Don't tell me it's not.
I'm just saying every poster that I had printed for Jim Butler Days said the town of Tonopah rodeo.
Because after the second or third time he come in front of the board, the town finally decided, well, let's just adopt that rodeo and we'll
take
the cover.
So it's free for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I still say that when we give this money out, we need to take and look at just like the 5/8 room tax. Show me receipts.
He was told
if you ran that rodeo for $5,000 and we give you $10,000, I want $5,000 back.
I don't think anybody on the board
disagrees
with that. Do they? Does anybody disagree with that?
He was told that and he has done that, so it's not
okay.
I don't.
No,
I don't understand why. That's not an argument. Nobody disagrees with what you're saying.
He brought all his receipts in, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
did he?
He had a full accounting for everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Did you see him?
That
I didn't see him.
Agreement.
Did you see him?
That was the agreement.
Yeah, and it was
$10,000. Bring us the receipts, and we'll pay you back out of it.
Okay.
Was that not the agreement?
Yeah. Absolutely. Nobody hands out money for free.
Yeah, it wasn't a $10,000 check.
And we didn't give anything. We committed the funding based on certain criteria, which is...
And it should be that way.
So then what everybody else on the board is saying, that you all saw these receipts and I didn't.
No, the board has not.
That's what I'm asking.
It was just 3 days ago.
Do we not put our trust in Becky?
Thank you.
I trust her.
Thank you.
Okay.
I can get it all for you and send it to you.
All right. What's our next one?
Can I ask why we skipped over, just kind of browsed over the website and what the details on that are?
Well, let's do the website now.
I was just letting you guys know we're not making any changes this year.
Oh.
It's too late.
Too late to make changes. Okay, thank you. That's all I was asking.
That's all I wanted to say on that.
Okay. So now we have salaries.
Becky, can I cut to the chase here? What is the staff's recommendation?
Well, we've got two different things here for you to consider.
And of the two, what is your recommendation and why?
We have a Joe recommendation and a Becky.
Well, no, I see both sides. Joe is recommending just a 6% increase and a grade.
Across the board?
And a grade bump for everybody.
Which is what you were advocating, Don. I mean something similar
right,
where everybody gets...
So it's fair, that's all.
And I have redone the original salary schedule. The lower grades, there's a 5% increase between grades, 3% between steps. On the higher grades that are still non-exempt and eligible for overtime, but they do require, more skill, more education. Those are a 7% between grades and 3% between steps. And then on the exempt grades, which are 15 through 20, that's a 10% between grades, but still a 3% between steps.
Does that then create compression problems between the steps and grades where maybe they're getting a little bit too close or no?
No. As a matter of fact, I went over this one with Dan MacArthur today, and he thought it was great. But he said either one would work. On the page, starting on page 6, I broke it down by position. The ones highlighted in yellow are the ones that are significantly below the current market average. And I noticed I missed one on the page 8. I don't have an average for the maintenance 3. I do have the difference in the above and below the average. So let me explain this chart to you. The current rate for, say, the town manager, the entry level is $34.11, mid-range is $38.39, and the top end of that at step 10 would be $44.51.
So anybody in yellow is below where they should be?
Significantly below, yeah. The average, and this was a lot of, not based on necessarily pay points. I've called around, I've emailed, I've gotten salaries for similar positions in similar communities. The average entry level for, say, Joe's position is $48.46. Going to 60.57 mid-range and 67.84 top end. Even with the 6% across the board, that he still would be $4.09 at the entry level below the average. And on the proposed modified one that I've done, So it would be 259 below on the entry level. So,
the positions,
column one is entry, mid, and top. Current 6% increase, proposed modified scale, and then the bottom one is the average for each position. The entry level increase based on either the 6% or the proposed modified is in the fourth column, and then it's either going to show above or below the current average based on the research that we've done. And then the entry level increase, like on Joe's, for the 6% would be a 29.85% increase.
Okay, I got one question, Joe.
Yep.
The 6% across the board, I understand that. What was the reason for the grade bump?
When we got that HR pay point, the numbers were extraordinary. And so people were reading those and thinking they were going to get gigantic raises. We did not get a raise last year because we did the PERS raise of 3.75. And it was my opinion that we should probably try and pick up that 3% we didn't get last year and then drop them a grade so everybody's going to get about 7 to 8%.
So we're actually dropping them a grade?
When no, I say
up from 11 to 12.
So we're giving them 6 and then dropping them down to here.
He 6% said it backwards.
Drop them down one grade.
Okay. So right. They're not really getting the true 6% then?
They're getting 6% plus a grade.
Plus a grade drop.
Plus one grade.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
And
if you say drop, that means...
He says it backwards.
That's right, exactly right, what I'm not getting. Yes. So they go up a grade. So,
right.
What does it come out to approximately then? 7%, 7.5%,
8%? Each one on different. This schedule, it shows you by position what the percentage of the increase would be by the 6% or the proposed modified scale.
My issue I have with the proposed modified scale is everybody at the town and TPU works 2,080 hours.
Mm-hmm.
One person shouldn't get 33 cents and one person get $10.50. I don't think that's fair. I think it should be a 6% and a drop or a raise or whatever across
that's
the board
exactly
for everybody.
That's exactly what the chair wanted. Yes.
Even though some of those positions are significantly low.
Irregardless.
So the positions that you've identified as significantly low are the town manager, your position, the town maintenance lead, Jeff's position, and the TPU maintenance foreman and supervisor.
Correct.
Can I make a statement on that?
Yeah.
If you eliminate those six positions, which I think they're all at the 10% for longevity,
mm-hmm.
and take those other positions that are way up in scale and look at the turnover rate we have,
yeah.
we cannot give them a 33-cent raise. That's just not the right thing to do. Everyone needs to get the same raise.
Well, this isn't showing raises. This is just showing what the entry, mid, and top end would be. Based on where they're at, like the town maintenance lead is not at 10%. There's nobody in that position.
There was a sheet of paper, I should have brought it with me, that showed exactly how much each person would get a raise for, and I believe the two tour guides up at the mining park were 30 and 33 cents.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I'd have to go look at the paper again, but it's under 50.
Well, it's right here. It's right here. The tour guides would get on the 6%. So, hang on just a second.
Which page, John?
Thank you. The tour guides, the average around the state was 1776 entry. We are currently paying 1726. The proposed schedule that I had them on was 1759, and Joe has them at 2020, which would be $2.44 above the average.
Right. So with the proposed where upper management gets the big raise, these people, the tour guide would get a 33-cent raise. As entry-level raise. And one of the people up there is an entry-level person, and I just feel like the morale would dump if we did something like that.
Yeah.
That's just not fair. And I'm not trying to, you know, put down either of these, you know, there's work put into both of these, but the fair thing is to treat everyone the same.
Okay. So, like I said, Joe, 6% plus a drop or a bump in in scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with that. If everybody else is happy, if you want to continue this, we'll continue it. If not, let's do a motion and get it done.
Mr. Chair, may I?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the plan to give all employees a 6% increase across the board and a bump.
It's a workshop. You can't make a motion.
Oh, that's right. It's a workshop. You saved me. I could have been in front
okay,
of the Ethics Commission.
That's what I thought, too.
Don set you up for that.
We can put that on the next board meeting. And I'll have
okay.
A total cost for you then.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to bring this back at the next meeting?
It has to
as
be.
A motion?
Yeah,
okay. So let's agree then. The 6%
yeah.
plus the
bump
in fee
okay.
scale. Is that everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Yes? No?
That'll work. Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Becky, so yeah, draw that up for our next meeting
mm-hmm.
then.
Can do that.
And remember, we did agree already to take and cover the increase in medical.
Yes, we did.
So,
yes.
So that, see, that's what you got to remember. It's not just salary, money. It's
yeah.
benefits, too. So
we know.
Okay,
yeah.
So what else do we have? That's it, right?
That was it.
Good. Steve, you got questions?
I did have a question. So I was talking with Joe not that long ago about, like, new hires. And let's say a gentleman or a person has 10 years' experience at Round Mountain Gold running equipment. Then they come, they decide they're tired of the drive, they want to stay in town. They hire on at level one.
Correct.
And
but they have the experience of a level.
Like they're bringing 10 years of experience.
Well, I had 25 years of experience in budgeting,
like,
and HR.
Do we have any provisions for that?
I feel like if we have all this turnover as it is, why wouldn't we hire that guy at a level 10 or a level 8 or I don't know what we do to fix that.
I think that should be up to the board. But yeah, I agree with you. If they bring an experience
so
in.
It would be a step. They come in at
a higher
grade,
step,
whatever,
higher
but
step,
then
yeah.
they could go to a step two or three. And if they prove out,
mm-hmm.
they can get bumped in 6 months. They
and
don't have to wait. It can't be a whole year. But that,
right,
but
and that, we do that.
You know,
right.
maybe these guys that are aging out at NDOT,
okay.
you know, maybe we could pick guys like that up instead of them.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Just something I thought of.
No. That sounds excellent.
And then the other thing I thought of was, like, not that long ago, we had an issue with somebody putting gas in a diesel engine. How often does something like that happen? I'm wondering if we couldn't do incentives for, hey, you know what, if we don't have any incidents for these amount of days, you know, here's some kind of bonus, some kind of incentive.
Well,
that makes somebody pay attention a little bit better.
I think that was a one-time deal since I've been here, hasn't it?
Don't we have that in evaluations?
Yeah.
Don't we do annual evaluations or whatever?
Oh, mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah. Do we have anything written that if they do good on their evaluations, they're... No,
they
I know,
get a step.
Yeah, and I know if they get certain certifications, they move up or get
TCU
some
does.
Money. So there are incentives. We just got to make sure that we follow them.
So there's already something like that in...
We don't have anything in place for somebody with experience to start out at the top level. I mean,
nor do we have an incentive for we didn't have any accidents this year or anything like that. Not right now.
So I don't have a construction background whatsoever, but I mean I don't know if that would make somebody pay more attention to what they're doing. I don't know if that would make somebody care more about what they're doing.
Well, I know
there's
after that happened, we put a book together on maintenance. It clearly says it's diesel, and that I don't know if they're using that or not, Joe, but...
I do know that, like, every day you're supposed to grease the dirt fittings and report
and
things that you see, and I'm
mm-hmm.
just wondering
that's
if
training
maybe
to me.
They would,
yeah.
you know, like, hey, you know what, this doesn't sound right, I'm going to go ahead and report it to my supervisor, or
daily
I am going to take the time and make sure I grease this.
And we started an incident reporting issue too, I think, a log, I guess you'd call it, mm-hmm. with what happened and how to prevent it from happening in the future. And
I'm just thinking the younger generation is so incentive driven.
What's it called, Jeff? A CAP, Corrective Action Plan.
That's right.
or a PIP.
I hate them.
Just a couple things, if I could just interject a little bit. I'd be careful with the incentives for doing well or discipline for doing not well, because then they just start hiding everything.
Right.
Or start turning each other.
They already,
yeah.
It seems like they're already hiding. Nobody would own up to.
Yeah.
Nobody did own up to the
and
last
the other
one,
side
right?
of that is, I know there's opportunities for certain positions as they get training or certifications or whatever, that they get their steps or whatever, but there's other positions in the town that don't have the same opportunities.
Right.
So I think it needs to be across the board if they're going to do something like
that. And I do agree. Like you said that you brought 30 yeah. years.
I got 25 years in government finance,
and you had
when
to start,
I came to work here.
You had to start at ground zero.
Yeah, and she started when she was 5 years old.
I started at the library in the mining park at minimum wage.
I was just using the...
you're living in the clown motel.
That's right, with my three dogs.
I also lived in the clown motel for 3 weeks.
I am so sorry.
Is that what happened to you?
Okay.
No, I agree, and maybe that's something we need to look into, and we'll have to work that out.
Yeah, we can come up with something, but like I say, an incentive program for having no accidents. No accidents will be reported, and then we have to deal with who did it type stuff. So we can come up with some kind of incentive, but I always tell them, you're not going to get fired for telling the truth. But
and that's I think
you know,
that's,
and they're all pretty good at it.
I think that program that you started on the incident,
yeah,
where when even the smallest thing occurs, they discuss it. You know, here's what happened, and how can we prevent this from happening again in the future? And I'm logging all of that and keeping track of it, pulling things.
Oh my God. So people on the phone we can't hear because that's turned down because we're on my cell phone.
Yeah, we're down.
So if anybody wants to make public comments, you can text me. I feel like I'm a seance or something. Jesus.
So here's the thing to Hold on.
Scratch, I have something in there. Just wanted to recap, as Joe said, it isn't a blowout at this end and somebody only gets paid to something.
Yes.
Going to be fairly the upper crazy amount, but the little people are going to feel okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's huge. But it's got to be real. Because some of the first stuff we got back from the study was like,
Okay.
It's being really weird.
Okay. I have four. I turn.